Shop the Sherwin-Williams Labor Day Sale and get 35% off paints and stains August 22nd through September 4th. With prices starting at $31.84, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
If I can be serious for a minute, for the love of God, stay away from the people, dogs!
Acknowledge me.
Juice, please!
Gentlemen, welcome back to the DWI podcast. My name is PC Tunney, and I am the artist formerly known as Pizza Funny, and I am joined, as always, by the man, the myth, the legend, the other half of the world's greatest tag team never. It's him. It is him. It doth be DPP.
Jeez, what a long weekend. A lot of wrestling to watch. I'm sure we're going to hit it all. How did you enjoy it, you know?
It was nice. I had a bunch of stuff to do Saturday, so like 6 o'clock came pretty quick, or 5 o'clock came pretty quick. I thought it was at 6 o'clock, and I found out at around 11 a.m. it's at 5, and I was like, that's so much fucking better. So that was nice. I stayed up for all of that, enjoyed it thoroughly. We had Bandwagon Nerds on Sunday, and I was not going to drink for Bandwagon Nerds, but I drank for Bandwagon Nerds. And then Dave and I and Ray, after Bandwagon Nerds, stayed on and did a live Spaces review of Night 1, preview of Night 2. By the time we got done with that, it was 4:30. Well, I made it to about 7:30. Fell asleep.
Sheesh.
Woke up to Brock Lesnar standing outside the ring.
Yeah. Perfect.
Had no idea. I ventured, since the belt was not there, that Cena had lost. And I was correct. So the next morning I was up pretty early and I watched the last match. And then the next, when I got home from work, I watched the matches I missed on Sunday. But did you watch everything live? I'm guessing you did.
I watched. No. Night one I did not. We had the family over for some birthday stuff.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
And then I also had the same issue where I thought it started later and then realized it started at 5. But that's okay. Because I knew I wasn't going to end up watching it live night one. So I watched night one during the day on Sunday. And then I watched night two live, pretty much. I was behind a little bit. But yeah, so I watched a lot of wrestling on Sunday.
Yeah, you did. That's a lot of wrestling. That's like 8 hours almost. But it was fun. Yeah. It was a good weekend. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about the other big news that broke a couple of days ago about WWE PLEs moving to ESPN and the brand new ESPN direct-to-consumer app and what that all means. So we're going to get to all that and more. But before we do that, let me tell everybody about ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. Check it out. Plenty of great t-shirt designs. Spend a couple extra bucks, you cheap son of a biscuit, and get it in soft style. It makes a great gift as well. That's ProWrestlingTees.com/TheChairShot. We'll be right back.
Why should you visit TheChairShot.com? TheChairShot.com is your home for hard-hitting reviews, news, opinion, and analysis with attitude. Why? Because you're smarter than the average fan. TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Well, go ahead, bring that back here. Go ahead and tell everybody about it. You can't just show off and let everybody know. Nobody else knew. That looks
brand
really
new
good.
Month.
Yeah.
Which means brand new Lego releases. I picked up the Batman Forever Batmobile. The Val Kilmer Batman.
Yeah, that's Batman
movie.
Forever is Val Kilmer,
so,
right?
Yeah. So yeah, 909 pieces. So it's not huge, but it looks really badass. They got the blue colored rims with the Batman logo. It's pretty sweet looking.
No.
And the ribs along the sides.
Yeah, that's Val Kilmer. Val Kilmer, yeah. Chris O'Donnell, Jim Carrey, Tommy Lee Jones, Nicole Kidman, Drew Barrymore.
Alicia Silverstone at the end of that one?
Is that? I don't know. I stopped looking at it.
When Batgirl comes in? Either way.
I wanted to play something else. I have it here. I just seen it before. Where the hell did it go? Oh, come on. Where did it go?
Na 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 na. Batman?
How? If. Splat.
Orch.
Getting paid by Spotify this week, that's for sure.
Deal with it.
We had a really good couple of months, and then I don't know, maybe they're holding back. It's funny, all those let's not get into it. Let's talk what we're here to talk about. Just about to get into some real technical network horseshit.
No, it's not.
Let's not. DWI 487, don't drink and drive, drink and podcast, DPP. What were your initial thoughts and what are your reactions now to WWE moving their PLEs to ESPN? ESPN coming out with a $30 app that's going to include NFL Network, a lot of that, every ESPN channel, other content from other places, including WWE. So my question to you is, does this change anything for you or not? Like, how big of a deal is this to you? What do you anticipate it affecting you?
Well, when I first heard the news and then saw that they're having their own, I thought I can get my ESPN Plus Disney bundle or whatever back on with the Dillinator because we moved ESPN Plus off of it and got HBO instead.
Well,
we never watched ESPN Plus.
Yeah.
Then but Disney realized that is not the same.
No, it's not.
And it is going to be a separate thing. And I'm like, well, this is some bullshit. And wasn't too happy about that. And going, okay, well, I'm going to drop my, $12 Peacock account and get a $30 ESPN account. Like, not going to be happy about that.
Because you don't but have, then, you don't, do you have,
also,
do you have DirecTV or YouTube TV or what do you have?
I have YouTube TV.
Okay.
And
so
then
you,
started
you have,
to see.
You have ESPN.
That. As long as you have ESPN and your cable provider, you will get that content. So that means, hey, great news for me. I don't have to spend that extra money for the app or whatever to pay for that because I'm going to get it through YouTube TV. So
you're already paying.
Fantastic.
You're already paying ESPN more than $30. You're paying whoever is providing that for you, YouTube TV, DirecTV, your cable provider. Inside of your bill, if you broke it down, you're already paying more than $30 on your bill if you have ESPN. That's why these companies go into dispute. Like, do you remember I have DirecTV and what is it, a season or two ago, NFL, like leading up into opening weekend, like DirecTV dropped ESPN over a dispute, right? And I'm sitting here going, well, this is the fucking stupidest shit ever. This is huge for ESPN. This is going to have a lot of people cutting away cable or YouTube TV or DirecTV and going, well, I have everything else I want in my streaming services and my antenna on my TV to get local stuff, right? What I really am getting cable for is because that's the only way I can get ESPN. And right now it really is the only way you can watch ESPN and all their networks. You can't watch ESPN and ESPN2 and ESPN News, all that shit on ESPN Plus. You can't.
No.
So this is huge for ESPN, by the way. Now, they are also giving up a 10% stake in their company to the NFL to house all of the NFL's content, their network, for bigger, you know, inclusivity. It just makes sense for both sides right there, right? But then now the people on the other side are talking about, okay, I want to watch everything from WWE. Well, if you're lucky enough to have CW in your market with your rabbit ears, like I get the CW on channel 18 here over the air antenna, right? So that's free for me. But you have to have a Netflix subscription, you have to have an ESPN subscription, and then you have to have something else that's going to give you SmackDown on USA Network.
SmackDown.
Right. So the cheapest, like, Sling or Blue or TV or whatever it is that gets you that station, right? So that's somebody wrote it out, and it's like, I think you take away the thing from the CW thing, and it's like around $77 a month to have everything WWE.
Sure. Yeah.
So this begs the question of, before we had the WWE Network, we were paying $60 every month, right? That's $720 a month. But here's the secret, yep, folks.
Plus your USA Network or TNN or whatever they were on at the time to watch their weekly shows too.
Right, right. Yeah.
It was just pay-per-views.
They can get the money. I mean, the deal they just got is way ahead of the rate that they had just done with NBC and Fox. It's bigger deal per show. But think about what ESPN just got. ESPN just got a ratings crusher. Like, absolutely going to have great ratings on Saturday nights once a month.
Yeah.
No one tunes. There's nothing on Saturday night that gets to, except for like playoff basketball and like football or something like that. You know, maybe a baseball game on Saturday nights in the playoffs, but nothing gets the numbers of people that are going to tune in to watch the WWE PLEs on ESPN.
No, yeah, unless it's another major sports event, like I said, like if.
And, you know, but it's got to be a
Saturday NFL.
It's got to be a
playoff
huge,
NFL.
Yes, NFL anytime.
And most of those are during the day,
and
you know,
and
which
anything else
got to
be playoffs.
Them,
yeah.
Yeah, they're not. Nothing else is going to come close to that. I mean, unless they put Heidi on. Movie
oh,
again.
Cut to Heidi, like the Oakland Raiders yeah. game when they came back.
Can't think of anything else that's gonna destroy that kind of rating.
So I don't know. I for me, like you said, it doesn't change anything. For me, I think the cool thing is now I'll bet you can log in with your provider to the app too. So now you can take it wherever I want. Right.
Yep. As long as you have that, it's part of your TV provider. You can log in and do that stuff. I've done it with other apps before too.
Oh yeah.
And you can,
like,
yeah, watch it wherever you want.
For sure.
Great.
For sure. Like I have the USA Network on my phone because like I like to fall asleep to whatever. There's different shit on that one. It's one of the ones that I can go into and do that. That's not like a streamer. But now we have so many streaming things. A lot of the streaming things have the network shows too. That's the thing, right? Like, so you don't necessarily need cable anymore.
Not really. I mean, Hulu, like how many, I don't know, I list all of them, but like Fox, all Fox shows and stuff are on Hulu and they'll be on, you know, the day after, even the new episodes, you know, they're on the next day on the app.
Yeah,
so like
Fox and ABC are both, anything. Fox and ABC are both Disney. So that's Disney Plus, right? Yeah. Paramount has CBS, obviously, and then Peacock has NBC, right? It's like they're all covered.
Yeah, there is
it's a big blow for cable.
I'd have to look.
Satellite.
There's I can't think. I can think of one right now, but I can't think of other like shows that we really watch on YouTube TV anymore. That's like I'm watching it. I have that because of it. Like
so how much
Resident Alien right now is the one I'm waiting.
How much is your YouTube TV?
I think it's $75.
So you're going to get rid of that and just get the ESPN app, right?
It's possible. I mean, we thought about it a couple of years ago. Like, you know, how much are we using it? Could we get away without having it?
Because you'd have an extra $45 to either get something that you don't have that you already want, or just to make up the difference in things, the small things, or just be like, this is good. Like, it's crazy.
Yeah. Everything we watch is on there is, you know, other than we just watch reruns if we're watching TV or something. Well, that's the only time. That's it, you know?
The thing, too, is if you have Hulu and Disney Plus and you're not bundling it, like, Hulu's going to be on Disney Plus now, so it's just all going to be together.
It is.
One less thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, if you want to watch them together, you can just log into one app and get everything with those, too. So, I mean, the only thing I'd be losing out on is the local channels. So I'd just have to get the rabbit ears, you know, get the thing to watch those if for some reason I wanted to watch them. And I don't even watch those, really. You know, I mean, how often? Like, unless
well,
I want
to
turn
to
on.
Well, watch Packer games.
For sure.
You're not going to watch the Packer game?
Unless, I'll watch that. But I mean, I'm just trying to think. Like, you could. You'd have to. If you got the NFL Network and got the whole thing. If you were a person who did that, you get every game so you could watch them.
Yeah, but if blackout rules apply on there.
Do they? Ah, fuck that shit.
But you NBC, you'd have on Peacock. Do you have Paramount?
No.
Yeah, so like just like literally just get the $12 one. I have two TVs in the living room, three sometimes, two right now. We're weeks away from three. I need to actually this weekend. Yeah.
You're one week from Madden too, so you know.
Are we really?
Yeah.
Oh my God, I've been jamming
next week,
so hard
on brother.
I've been jamming so hard on Tiger 2K, and then they had a really good season of Fortnite that was fun with Superman in it. And then I've been addicted. I've been waiting for Madden to come out so I can stop doing these 3-4 hour runs of GMing an NBA team from like the 80s or 90s and moving. Like, it's so fun to do the eras thing. Do you have NBA 2K25, right?
I do not.
Did they have that eras thing before?
Doesn't sound familiar. I don't think they had it in the years before.
Because like right now you can either start in 83, 91... 02, 2011 or 2015 or modern day. Like, if you start in the first one, Jordan gets drafted the next year. If you start in 91, Shaq gets drafted the next year. If you start in 02, LeBron and Wade and all those guys get drafted. But, like, you just keep playing season after season, and all the people that are supposed to be in the draft are in the draft. So, like, you have the advantage as a GM of knowing, oh, I should trade for this guy. Or, oh, I have the, like, seventh pick in the second round. Holy shit, that guy's left, right? Like, so you can, it's a lot of fun. I don't play any games. I sim the games, but I create the lineups and the coaching staff and how they're going to play with the players against different teams and stuff. So, yeah, dude.
That's fun.
Yeah, it was a really, I had a 3-hour run to get me to Saturday SmackDown, by the way, or Saturday SummerSlam, just to bring that full circle. So, yeah, I guess we'll all wait and see what happens, but it's still better than $60 a month.
Yeah, I mean,
and nothing will.
Like you said, most people are going to have that stuff already, and it's going to be. I think it's probably better off in the long run.
Yeah.
If you start thinking about what you actually watch.
Still better than $60 a month, and nothing will ever be better than $9.99 for the WWE Network. Never again. All right. When we come back, SummerSlam review with the greatest tag team never. You're listening to DWI 287. Don't drink and drive. Drink a podcast.
This is your boy, Kenny Killer, telling you to make sure you check out thechairshot.com. Bringing you breaking news, interviews, podcasts galore, everything pro wrestling. Make sure you check it out, thechairshot.com.
Thechairshot.com. Always use your head.
Welcome back, DWI 487. Coming up on 500. Coming up. So there's only
like... It's going to be spooky.
There's only 12 more before 500. So should be a good time.
Yeah.
Be a crazy show. I don't know. We haven't really talked about what we want to do.
Not really. We're going to have just a bunch of people on. We're just going to bullshit for an episode.
I reached out to Platt. And he responded that something was up that weekend, to be honest. Because I was like, dude, blah, blah, blah. So maybe $499, just me, you, and Platt, and then $500 will bring in all the crazy people.
Yeah.
Okay. Stay tuned. We'll have a new show for you every week, but we probably won't be here a couple of times. We'll give you the second part of the Greenfield Boys. We also got a couple of Afternoon Delight PLEs post shows with myself, AJ, and DJ that are DWI podcasts as well.
But rest
assured, on Halloween morning, you will be listening to the 500th edition of the podcast known as DWI. Gotta make sure Mike Mann shows up for that one too.
I was gonna make that point. Like, we could do a like 497 is Mike Mann is on the show. 498 Belaz is on the show. 499 Platt's on.
Well,
AJ, all the different threesomes.
Yeah, AJ's gonna be back on the show regularly. It's just gonna be the week before PLEs. That's it. And it's so that he doesn't get burnt out, because as you listen to Pot is War, we had a brand new show drop yesterday. Really good show. Ray, Cash, myself, Andrew, and AJ Belaz. So really cool new dynamic. Ray and I very much enjoyed it. You get a little Belaz on Belaz violence in that show, which is really fun. So
bash at Belaz.
Let's get into SummerSlam. We talked about how we watched it. Let's talk about how we felt. Let's just get into the big stuff first, and we can move backwards. We start with night one, and after Punk won, did you think Seth Rollins was coming out?
100%. 100% he was coming out. I thought, I wasn't sure if it was going to happen before the match ended, but it seemed like the most logical. I think we all pretty much had that one pegged, that, yeah, I don't think the injury was really an injury. And yeah, I thought they did a really good job. They like to drag it out a little bit, you know, just to make you think like nothing's really going to happen. And then, you know, they put the credits out there and everything. And then all of a sudden, there's Seth Rollins, plays up the injury, drops the crutches.
I was hoping it was a tease that he was just going to go back in. Like, I'm really injured, because I wanted him to come and cash in on Cody or Cena.
Oh, true. True. I didn't see that happening.
Now, Dave did call the Seth Rollins thing, but I will take my own victory lap when we get tonight, too, by the way.
Yeah, I called the Seth Rollins thing, too.
Y'all may not remember. Did you? Did you say Seth was going to cash
in? Yeah, I did.
Okay.
I said right off the bat, I said, you know, from the moment it happened on Saturday night's main event, something wasn't right about that injury. And I didn't think it was really an injury. I thought he was coming to cash in, and sure enough. And I thought that they did a really good job with that.
All right. How did you feel about the Punk and Gunther match? I thought it was a really good match. I really, really did. I thought it was like a old school world championship match, like, you know, dodgy veteran, still very good, but not the best in the world anymore, against someone you could call maybe the best in the world in Gunther and what he's done over the last 18, 24 months, especially even much more before that, but on this level.
Yeah, definitely some old school storytelling there. And Punk likes to do that too, which is really nice. I like that. You know, he pulls out some of that old stuff, like Bret Hart type of stuff. And they did the spot with the sharpshooter as well, like old school Bret Hart matches, and kind of like, you know, a very similar like David and Goliath type, you know, where Punk's scrappy, Gunther's, you know, trying to overpower him. You know, he tries to avoid the chops from Gunther because he knows they're, you know, they're awful, and then finally starts to get hit with them. And, you know, he does a really good job selling all that stuff. So I like that kind of dynamic. I'm a fan of the old school type wrestling, and they really kind of pulled that out. And man, for, you know, 30 minute long match, you know, I think they did pretty awesome in telling a story.
No, I really loved it. I thought both nights were really good.
What did you think of the color there? Gunther getting busted open?
Yeah, I mean, why not? It's a championship match. It's SummerSlam. I mean, if there's ever a time, I think it was intentional.
I think it was too, because he obviously went under the announce table and then came up bloody. And I think it was, they're trying to say it was some kind of fracture or something in his nose. And I think that's probably a good way
to write him off for a little bit.
Yeah,
he's supposed to go have surgery, isn't he? For something.
Oh, I don't know.
That's what I heard. He's going to be out for just a little bit. If they're smart, why not just keep him out? Well, I don't know if you want to keep him out till Royal Rumble. We'll see. I don't know. It's a guy, though, that seems like he can't be anywhere but in the world title picture. Like, if Gunther's not in the world title picture, he's going to be pretty boring. He better be in some kind of crazy feud that's leading towards it.
I think, you know, it may not be such a bad thing to hold him off until the Rumble, and he comes back and takes out Lesnar, and you get that Lesnar-Gunther match at Mania. Not for a title. It may be.
No, you don't even need it to be.
You know?
No, that's a good call.
It wouldn't be for a title, so yeah. I think it would still be okay.
That'd be pretty good. That's a good call. I like that.
You'd get off of that.
I like that. What did we have night one? We had Jade and Tiffany night one, right?
We had Jade and Tiffany. Tiffany winning, retaining the title, which I think surprised us all a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, I had Jade. I thought it was her time, but dude, these two, they... Like, Jade way more than Tiffy, but, like, they need to be in there with someone else leading them. Tiffany is not on that level. I mean, and Jade didn't help at all, but, like, I can't keep making excuses and going, well, it's fine. It's not fine anymore. It's just not good enough to be a world champion, and that's probably why they didn't pull the trigger.
Most likely. I would 100% agree. It's the same thing we've been talking about.
It's not,
for how long?
It's not bad. It's just not good.
It's not good enough. It's not good enough to be the champion, and it's not good enough to carry the division
now,
and like carry a match, like you said. You know, they need someone else.
Ray brought up a good point last night. Maybe not Naomi. Maybe Jade could work better if she worked more like a big guy, like a Kane, like a big, always in control, or never, like really hard to get down, instead of trying to do stuff. She's not smooth. It's not smooth. It just looks bad. Not a lot of it, but enough of the important parts look bad.
Well, yeah, when you're missing the high spots and everything, and not doing this one was okay, but like not doing the covers properly, you know, on pinfalls and shit, like just that kind of stuff is, you know, textbook things that you have to have right. And you don't get them right, everything else is going to falter, and it continues. So it wouldn't be a bad idea to see her wrestle that way, you know. And I think, again, that's, you know, heels can get away with that a little bit more. So if they want to turn her heel and help, maybe that'll help too. And I don't know, but yeah, they need to work on some more stuff, and yeah, maybe just a different direction at this point.
We can jump back and forth. What did you think of the triple threat match? Naomi had to retain. Like, if she didn't retain, what was the fucking point?
100%. 100%. There's no reason for her to lose. You know, like we talked about, there's no... Why have her lose it such immediately after cashing in and shocking everybody? And right now, Rhea Ripley doesn't need to be there. Io Sky, proven as well, doesn't need it. But I thought it was awesome. You know, I thought they did a really good job in that match too. And Rhea and Io work so well together.
Well, they've been working enough together,
you know. Yeah, for months and months now.
What about let's talk about the secondary titles. Julia defended successfully on SmackDown before SummerSlam. Becky successfully defeats Lyra. Lyra cannot challenge until Becky loses. Becky then promo battle with Nikki Bella. That's a great match for Clash, I think.
Yeah, that was fantastic. Again, perfect.
We could have a mixed tag match, but oh, you can't see him anymore.
Ooh. Yeah, that was
awesome.
That was a good
line.
I guarantee
that was talked about beforehand.
Oh yeah, Oh, for sure. I'm sure neither of them care. They were all fine. And I thought Becky did a really good job playing the heel character there too, the way she was just reacting to everything Becky or Nikki was saying, and just her mannerisms, I thought they did a really good job. And that should be a great match. That's a perfect place for Nikki Bella to be in. A high profile, elevating that Intercontinental title even more. And I can't.
She should win it.
Totally could see her win it.
Yeah, she should. Like Becky could take some time off or start sliding into the more of the world title picture as we move towards, you know, the main.
This Labor Day at Lowe's, shop member-only doorbuster deals for a limited time. Save $50 on an Ego string trimmer, now $169. Plus, get 50% off select Holland pavers. Not a rewards member? Sign up for free today. But hurry, Labor Day doorbuster deals won't last long. Lowe's, we help, you save. Valid through 9-1 while supplies last. Program subject to terms and conditions. Details at lowes.com/terms. Subject to change.
There's nothing more satisfying than finding the perfect green paint for your living room. Except maybe popping open that can of Valspar Ultra and rolling that first smooth stroke on the wall. And there's nothing more satisfying than admiring your freshly painted wall.
Ooh.
Except maybe peeling off the painter's tape to see those crisp edges. But the most satisfying part of all? Valspar Ultra's price tag, starting at $29.98 a gallon. Affordable, durable, available at Lowe's. Price varies by sheen.
The main event season of the road to WrestleMania. Perfect having Solo retain, escaping the cage instead of pinning Jacob, who's destined for, I mean, that dude's going to be world champ within the next 18 months.
Wouldn't be surprised to see him, you know, win Money in the Bank or something like that too next year. Probably a top candidate for it. That was a really good cage match. I thought they told a great story. I knew everybody, you know, a good group of guys were going to get involved. I can't remember who closed the cage, but, you know, Jacob telling him to close it, lock it, so that way, like, he couldn't escape through the door after all the time he was trying to escape through the door. They did really good with that until Dollar Tonga pulled him out, I think, whatever. So, but then Jacob getting a little revenge on them after the match, getting them thrown into the cage and taking his frustrations out, doing the moonsault off the top. Just really, really good stuff. And yeah, I'm sure there's obviously it's going to be interesting going into Survivor Series, how they go through all these groups here. And yeah, soon enough, Jacob will be going even more on his own.
Do you think they have enough factions now and connections that they could have
four
Survivor Series matches and like one title match? Like, you could have two men's Survivor Series matches. You could have one women's Survivor Series match. There's enough going on that you could have one mixed Survivor Series match. And then have a world title match. I mean, the thing that would make more sense, the problem is they do War Games now. I keep forgetting. It's not Survivor Series, it's War Games. So you're going to get one men's, one women's. Is that enough to make Survivor Series two nights?
100% is. You know that one's coming soon enough. I mean, it's going to happen.
Like,
why not?
Royal Rumble, Royal Rumble will probably be... They would have already announced it, right? Did they announce where Royal Rumble is this year?
I don't think so. Check.
Here, I'll check. We can do it. We can just talk. We can just talk.
Okay.
Royal Rumble 2026 going to be held?
Yeah.
It's in Riyadh, Saudi Arabia, for the first time outside North America. January 2026. Part of Riyadh season.
We knew that. We knew that already. We did know that.
We did know that. We forgot.
See, they were the same person, guys. They were just on two. We're just... Never mind.
Are we going to have one of those every episode, though? A series segment?
If I could be serious for a minute. So, I would say 2027, two-night Royal Rumble. or two night Royal Rumble, and then 2028 two night Survivor Series. Stops there.
Yeah. Has to stop there. I mean, I Money in the Bank would be the only other thing but I just can't see that one. It's not, I don't know. It's not enough of a event.
I could see them doing something Money in the Bank where they hold it on consecutive Saturdays instead of back to back. Although it's easier production wise to do everything in the same place.
You can't.
Yeah, especially with SmackDown.
It's not...
Although if you had whatever, if you had the Raw team on one, I don't know.
That's just not enough of a spectacle, I think, to do it.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Well, I would put money on the fact that in 2027 we will have a two-night Royal Rumble.
Yeah, I think that's a slam dunk right there.
Yeah. AJ and Dominic Mysterio. Phenomenal match. Like, WWE has so many young superstars that are going to fucking pan out. Like, Dom and Bron Breakker are easily the two that have no problem going to be able to carry this company for the next 10 years.
Yeah, 100%. And yeah, Jacob Fatu, you mentioned, I mean, he's right there up in the title picture. They just got... Well, yeah, he's not that young, I guess, so...
No, he's not as young as the guys older. We're talking about.
But, yeah, they got some
How old is Logan Paul? How old is Logan Paul? Because I don't see him going anywhere. I see him... He could win probably a world... Like, a lot of people think he might be the one to beat Cody at WrestleMania this year.
Wow.
Yeah, 30.
He's 30.
Yeah, I mean, he's got 10 more years if he wants it. They don't bust these guys, you know, break them down physically the way they used to.
No, they got a little more time off, a little more, they're better conditioned and everything, too. So, I mean, that helps.
Easier travel, less travel, more nutrition, better workouts. Yeah, I mean.
Yeah, evolution. Their longevity is so much better.
It's called evolution. No, you're no longer as Babe Ruth riding 26 hours on a train to get to the next series.
Drinking 40 beers and... smoking cigars. Nah.
What else you can do if you're on a train for 26 hours? I mean, right. Jesus Christ, I'm on a fucking train. All right, let's get to it. Yeah. Is there anything else that you wanted to touch on that we didn't? I know that the big tag team ladder match, I thought that sequence of spots was just really fun when they went around the ring there.
Yeah. Yeah. Like we pretty much said that was going to be just a spot fest and,
but they did it good. It didn't have to be good, but it was good.
No, but they hit them really well. You know, all the spots through the table on like every corner that they did. The the Spanish fly through the table.
That was sick.
Candice LeRae getting tossed through the ladder. They that one looked really good. And then DIY both getting tossed through the stack of tables. Yeah, they hit a lot of really good spots there. So I can't really complain about that one. I just wanted to touch one more on Dom and AJ too, like the old school tribute to Eddie match basically was fantastic. You know, getting the shoe pulled out, the boot pulled off, the low rider coming out. Oh yeah, the whole bit. The chair falling down. It was fantastic. Like I love that shit. That was a nice nod.
Yeah, it was my favorite match of the weekend for sure. Let's talk about it because Cody Rhodes is your new WWE champion, DP.
Yeah, and I'm fine with that. Just don't like what they did with Cena. Like we just said, he's a babyface again.
Yep.
Like,
this whole heel turn is kind
of
this whole heel thing is kind of like
they didn't know how to get out of it.
Unless it ends with him against The Rock in his last match. You know, because he kind of did, did he say something in the fact that, like, he turned heel because The Rock said it was going to make good TV or something like that?
Shit, I can't remember the speech on SmackDown.
He said something like that. There's not that many events left. Oh, victory lap time for PC Tunney.
Only got a few.
We got through all of last week's episode, which was a long one. We usually don't go that long, but we had a couple of run-ins. One was kind of planned, one wasn't, but we loved them both. And we went for a while, but at the end of talking about this match, Cody and John Cena, I said, okay, if it's not Seth, and if whatever, that's just these two guys, and there's a finish, and say it's Cody, how do we get John out of this? Like, I brought up, does Brock come back? And immediately Dave poo-pooed me, so Dave can take away any credibility for calling the Seth Rollins cash-in when he completely poo-pooed what I was trying to bring up, was might be a possibility for night two. Brock's back, though, DP. Let's talk about that.
That was ridiculously awesome. One of the best feuds that John Cena's had. It's a perfect spot for him to come back and have one more match with Cena and then go somewhere else from there. I can remember some of those matches where Cena just got the shit beat out of him by Brock Lesnar. He's
2016 SummerSlam, was it?
Is that the one where he had like 26 German suplexes and as a Suplex City was born, I think was that match.
Yep.
So, or Suplex City, bitch. Yeah. It's just awesome. Like when that's one of the guys that when his music hits, that aura that he has, just, you know, you're just going to get, somebody's going to get their ass kicked.
No, it wasn't.
He's just such a great, he does such a good job at that. Looking for, oh boy. Yeah. I don't know. 2014.
At 2014. What pay-per-view was the birth of Suplex City?
Suplex City was born at SummerSlam 2014.
Boom. Thanks, Brock Lesnar. I just named Brock Brock Lesnar.
Brock Lesnar. Oh, boy.
I knew it was somewhere around there. But that was something we never expected to have happen, right? Suplex City.
No, I mean,
or the other night. I don't know. What I heard is that Brock has been cleared by WWE legal for like 4 months.
Yeah, I thought I had read too after that that his name was omitted, was taken out of the everything. He was cleared. You know, nothing was going to come of that in all the legal proceedings. So he was good to go. So if that's the case, then fuck yeah, I want to see him back, and I want to see him because he's one of the best in the world, and he has such a great aura, and he puts on some good matches. Like, you love to watch him beat the shit out of people, and man, that just adds so many different stories you can do with everything else. Because we were talking about him and Gunther in that match that could have happened last year and didn't, and yeah, he can help with Cena's final run and one more match with him, and you get him and Roman Reigns again, or CM Punk, and fuck, man, everybody.
I mean, let's talk about these three guys and what we think is going to happen moving forward for Brock and John and Cody, because we kind of already talked about Seth. We both think that's moving towards, I would say, Roman and then Punk at Mania.
With Seth? I think at this point, I think CM Punk's the odds-on favorite to win the Rumble, and that's how he gets his shot at Rollins at Mania. And yeah, Rollins has to go against Reigns here. Somewhere in between that, I think.
I mean, it could be Bronson Reed first to get to a match with Seth Rollins for the title. That probably would make sense. But the Shula Fala, the tribal thief, that's...
it's gold, Jerry.
Meanwhile, the group he's in called The Vision, and the man that is the wise person in the group called The Oracle, those two names suck balls.
I gotta tell you, not for that faction, but I like the name Vision, because I use it at work.
Yeah, but they're a faction. They're The Vision.
Visionary. I don't know. They couldn't come up with anything.
That he's a visionary. They should be the occult or something like that. I don't know.
I don't know.
Paul's Playhouse.
I think
Seth's Sons of Bitches.
I could tell you they are clearly already putting the writings on the wall of who is leaving with Paul Heyman and who's the next Paul Heyman guy once that faction breaks up.
Well, him and Braun.
If you haven't, him and Braun Breaker are 100% going to be a thing when this is all said and done, because Braun is clearly doing everything to make it look like he listens to Paul Heyman before he listens to Rollins, when Rollins has to tell him, hey, come over here, come stand here. And when everything else is going on, you know, Breaker's like has his head on Paul Heyman and is hanging around him the most. It's like they're doing, I think obviously it's on purpose, like they're doing a really good job of going, well,
no, yeah, besides
Breaker's the next guy and well deserved, and he should be, but yeah, him with Paul Heyman, it's gonna be really good.
I mean, besides the stupid two names, it's been, everything's been A plus there. I mean, really, really, really has.
Oh yeah.
All right, let's talk about Cody. Sammy get another shot? Is Logan Paul the guy? Is Dom fast track? Is it? I don't know who's there. Who's Drew McIntyre? Is that the same brand even? Yeah, SmackDown, right?
SmackDown, yeah.
Dom's on the other.
Drew McIntyre's got to be in there.
Dom's on the other brand. That doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
I think Logan Paul and Drew McIntyre make a lot of sense.
Yeah, I think for sure. Drew McIntyre's definitely got to have a shot. Logan Paul can have another one too. I mean, he is technically on Raw. Right, because he wrestled Logan Paul.
Logan
he
Paul. Wrestled I don't think Jey Logan Uso. Paul's not a brand, though.
He's not a brand.
I don't think so. Okay. I think he's like Cena, Lesnar status.
Yeah,
like, I they think can't do that I'm not anyway, sure. I could be wrong.
Like they haven't done that anyway, but still, yeah, I think Drew sooner than later. Logan Paul. I don't know who else he put in there at this point.
You do Roman again?
Yeah. Well, it seems like Roman's maybe
going
to be on Raw or something. Because he was SmackDown, but
yeah,
it feels like he's going to go after Seth somehow. Well, right. So they're going to get him
he's
over there
another
somewhere,
guy. He's
or,
not,
somewhere
yeah,
or another.
Yeah, that's where the lean. He's that's where the good part about the thing is just the leniency. Like, they should just all be whatever. Anyway, we're not going to get into it.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Where's my TV mm-hmm. title? Bring back my show. That's a Robert Schmeigel joke. You're welcome.
Do we get AJ? AJ's SmackDown too, I think, technically. Does he get one more shot before he's done? And that's babyface on babyface.
We're both
so
sitting
what?
Here trying to think of who's out there that would make any bit of sense that we haven't seen with Cody that's good enough to see him, you know. LA Knight and Cody, have we seen that?
No, because, well, again, wait. Yeah, LA Knight was on SmackDown, too, wasn't he? Because he wrestled Seth Rollins on Raw. So.
Yeah, so it's all over the place
know.
Right now.
I don't know. I don't fucking know.
That's okay. I like it. I'm fine with that. All right, let's move on to some easier ones. Not necessarily prediction-wise, but, like, easier to talk about. We kind of talked about Brock, right, already? So the last thing we need to talk about is Cena.
Yeah.
So Cena and Brock at Clash. Then do we have the
what's he got? How many more dates does he have?
I'm pulling it up right now.
I don't remember all the ones he's gonna wrestle at.
I got it here.
Is he gonna do Crown Jewel or anything? I don't know.
Yep. Give me one second. Here it is. Okay, so 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 dates have been established. I think there's maybe 11 left, though, actually. So he's going to be on SmackDown tonight. He's going to be on SmackDown in 2 weeks. He's going to be on SmackDown before Clash. He's going to be on SmackDown after Clash. Here's something. Then 10 days later, he's going to be on Raw.
Mm-hmm.
So he goes to Clash, August 31st, Clash, Labor Day weekend, that's a Sunday. He'll be on SmackDown the following Friday. He won't be on SmackDown the following week, but he'll be on Raw. Okay, so we're done with Brock. We're done with Brock. Like, either him and Brock have an interaction, final interaction on SmackDown, or it's just done at Paris. And something different at Raw leads to what he's going to do at Crown Jewel. He's going to be at Crown Jewel October 11th. And then the last two advertised are November 29th, Survivor Series, and then Attitude of Aggression in December in Boston.
All right. So he doesn't have a lot of matches left.
Well, he's probably got...
He's going to jump over to Raw, so you would imagine...
Four matches left. There's four PLEs left.
Yeah, and so Lesnar's one of them for sure.
And you would think that maybe he would be at whatever before Crown Jewel, whatever before Survivor Series, and whatever before his retirement match. So that would make like 11 dates, 12 dates. So we got Brock at Clash. The switch from SmackDown to Raw and then Crown Jewel. Like, who on Raw could he be facing at Crown Jewel? Seth?
Oh.
I want my shot at that World Heavyweight Championship.
Right. Haven't gotten that yet, right?
Gonna have to
win. Held that, maybe. Because otherwise...
Survivor Series, he could be a part of a team, which I think makes the most sense.
If he... Well, unless he doesn't wrestle at it. I mean,
and I think
you're really wasting him.
And for now, I think his last match is against The Rock. Thrice in a twice time.
I think it's got to be if they're going to...
Who's his last match against?
If they're going to give any kind of... Who else at that point? I don't have anybody else. He's already wrestled.
Like Edge's
Orton would have been the other thought, and he did that.
Edge's contract is not up.
Yeah, that's the only other guy, right?
You want to talk about earning good faith. If Tony Khan wants to be friends with WWE instead of all the crap that they've all been through, right? And WWE doesn't even care, right? I would make that call if I was Tony Khan and find some way to talk to Hunter and go, is there any way we can make this happen? This is the one thing. This is the only... I've laughed at this. I've said, you gotta be fucking crazy. This is the only thing I can think of in my mind. If John Cena wanted it enough and Tony Khan was smart enough, I still give it a 0. Add 9 zeros and then the 10th number behind the decimal place is a 1.
I think you think he would wrestle Dom? Has he ever won the Intercontinental title?
AJ brought that up last night.
Did he? Okay, there you go. See, that makes...
Dom retires.
That I don't
Dom retires
that.
Cena.
Yeah, Dom retires Cena. The other thought I had, and I want to say we mentioned this a long time ago. How's Kurt Angle feeling these days?
I don't think so. So he gets his last match too, right? I heard he's really bad.
Yeah.
Like, he's not bad. Like, he can live, but like so much atrophy, his nerves and everything, like his neck, it's his, like, there's where everything goes through. You know what I mean? So, I don't know. Like,
got nobody else.
Big Show.
Got nobody else. Isn't he still with AEW or no?
JBL. No.
JBL wouldn't put him be okay.
No, I'm just like thinking of people. I'm just talking out loud. Like,
I don't know anybody on the roster. Even, you know, like it feels like it's somebody off the initial roster. Which, unless it's, you know, if it's not The Rock, who else? Ugh. Who else is there? I'm really come up with another guy.
And Daniel Bryan ain't coming over. It's the only other uppers outside of the company. Yeah, right?
So there's like, nobody. Not high enough on the list like to Like, yeah.
For right now, I'm going to say, obviously, it's Brock at Clash. I'm going to say it's a world championship match against Seth Rollins at Crown Jewel. And then that leads to John being involved in War Games with in some form or fashion. And then I think his retirement match is against The Rock. I think there's a path to the Vision being under The Rock as well.
There certainly could be. What did we say when that was happening? I thought we had somebody else in mind too that was like, oh, they could make it a bigger faction. And
oh, Drew and Logan Paul.
Yeah. That'd be good too.
Becky and bring it.
I think if they brought Becky and
Becky and the some Vision. And some young female talent that's like just a heater, like a doesn't have to be like overly big, but someone that's physically dominant.
Bring in what's her name from NXT? Jeez,
the one that the Undertaker had tutelage with for on LFG. Or are you talking about the one
in NXT?
Jordynne Grace.
Oh, bigger lady. She's just huge. Oh, jeez.
Oh, part of
I'm terrible.
Lash Legend?
Lash Legend. Bring her up.
Yeah.
That'd be a good one. I think she could get in there and dominate, and you can, even if she's still what's her name in there? Just lost to terrible. Like, you can hide if they have a little bit of a problem.
Jade?
Put Jade in there.
Jade, I'm going to teach you how to be a champion.
You can hide it a little bit.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Well, the takeaway from SummerSlam is Seth and Cody and Brock. Oh, my.
Yeah. And it really started to get more of a WrestleMania feel now with the 2 days, couple bigger entrances, you know, special entrances and stuff too.
Well,
so
they
were
at fucking MetLife Stadium. Coming. I mean, for fuck's sake, they did.
Yeah.
What, 110 over 2 days?
Yeah, something like 120,000. Yep. That's huge.
Gigantic. All right, DP, we did it again. That's the 487th edition of the podcast known as DWI. Anything else? Any other Lego or video game or, you know, do you have any special delicacy food item or, you know, did you buy new socks? I don't know.
Oh, I didn't know. I got some socks, but they're not like new. They're the same socks because I just wear all my old ones. But other Madden, Mafia, the old country is coming out tomorrow or today as you're listening. It's if you've ever played any of the other ones, they're pretty entertaining. Kind of a GTA vibe, but with 19 like 20s gangsterish, you know, different era type of stuff like
Al
that.
Capone.
So pretty cool. Pretty cool games. So I'm looking forward to this one.
Did you ever watch Boardwalk Empire?
No, that's one I didn't get to. Yeah. You know, Steve Buscemi, man.
Bump.
Big fan.
Bump.
Yeah.
Bump. Super bump. Krista would like it too.
Yeah. Yeah. And yeah. Those shows are so good. Like Deadwood and everything on those. Just the HBO shows, man. They did such a good job with those.
Yes. Listen to Game Gone Wrong.
Yeah.
Part of Attitude Aggression. Also heard right here on Chairshot Radio Game Network. Part of the Chairshot.com.
There you go.
All right. I got nothing. I'm on so many shows. I just talk about everything all the time. I should probably build one of these Lego helmets one of these days, but we'll see. When it gets colder out, maybe. It's always nice to, like, sleep in, get up, go to breakfast, get the grocery shopping done, go back, swing through Starbucks, get a little energy in you.
A little then, jittery.
Like, yeah, I'm building this Lego helmet. And it's done. Ah, shit, it's wrong. And then you calm down and you do it right. No, I'm just kidding. No, I got nothing. I'm really just trying to... Just got to grind for a couple, few more weeks, and then we got Labor Day weekend. So that'll be fun with Clash in Paris. Can't wait. Feels like a longer build. I know it's 3 weeks, but still, like, yeah.
Feels like it's far away. It'll come up quick, though.
I'm sure it will.
All and right. It's nice afternoon. Nice afternoon PLE again. Yeah.
Yeah, that's going to be a nice weekend. You know, you got that Saturday for everything you want to do and relax. And then Sunday, you got the afternoon PLE. No problem burning a day on a 3-day weekend because you got Monday off. So.
Right? Yeah, yo.
Booyah. All right, let's get out of here. DP, let everybody know where they can find you and the shoe.
Well, you can follow me all over the worldwide social media interwebs at It's Me, DPP, and you can follow this show at Podcast DWI on the X or Facebook.com/DWI Podcast.
Love it. Absolutely freaking love it. I had a new out. Where is it? Is this going to be it? No.
New out?
Yeah. Oh, no, I'm not. I used it on a different show. Never mind. We'll keep the fucking positive.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, it would have been a good idea, but I forgot I used it on the, and I'm going to keep using it on the other show. So you have to listen to the other show to find out what it is. You can find me.
Don't even tell us what the other show is.
You can find me on the other show.
All the shows.
Well, almost. Follow me at PC Tony, the other show you can follow at Pod is War. Goodbye.
TheChairShot.com. Always use your head.
Save big on everything for your next project when you shop at Menards. Get the comfort and support with a new mattress from Serta. Find the perfect mattress for a deep and restorative night's sleep. Take control of your sleep and save big money on Serta mattresses now at Menards. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for more great deals happening this week. Save big.